Holiday.com on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Lufthansa, connecting Dublin to the world. Direct flights from Dublin to Frankfurt, Munich and beyond. Lufthansa.com.
Morning show at East Coast and the holiday doc, Joe Supple, a man who carries around bags and check-in bags and big sort of carry-on bags and suntan lotion and all sorts of things with him. He is here with us this morning. Good morning to you, Joe.
And a very good morning. Don't forget the old duty-free there as well.
Oh, the duty-free. Oh, yeah, and the gin and tonic in the special lounge.
Gin and tonic. Two little bottles of Gordon's in your holidays, yeah.
Yeah, very good. A couple of stories in the news, actually. I know you want to mention Morocco as well, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to part two of Morocco, just run to the second place I stayed in, and of course I'll give the listeners a recap of what we spoke about last week.
All right, but what about this? Ireland being referred to European Court of Justice for failing to implement rules on package holidays.
Yeah, basically it's something that has been rolled out across the EU, and Ireland haven't agreed to it as yet. In 2015 it was agreed that the EU countries would strengthen rights for issues like cancellations and refunds. However, Ireland still has not adopted the new rules, so it's definitely going to be a sticky point that will have to be sorted out very, very soon. And, you know, I mean, God, I always say to people, when you look at terms and conditions, you need to be really, really careful in relation to that. And so, yeah, they've been pulled up on it by the European Court. So hopefully that will be sorted out soon. I don't know what the blockage is about, though, really, to be honest.
Package holiday is a good value?
Yeah, really good stuff out there at the moment.
Why is a package holiday a good value?
One thing is, you look at you're looking at booking flights and whatever, and then by the time you put your luggage and everything else on, it can run up to huge expenses. And then people forget about the transfers. They might jump a taxi or whatever. Whereas your package holiday, basically you have your flights, you have your 20 kilo baggage allowance, you have your transfers, everything included, and of course you have your representative down there, which is quite crucial as well. They'll give you the best advice when you're down there. Any problems you might have, they look after things as well. It's really the way to go, is to book a package, unless you're doing something like, you know, multi-city tours and stuff like that. So
very good. Okay, and some good deals around last minute.
There is, for sure. Morocco's still running strong. Going to be talking about it in a couple of minutes. There's some good deals to the sun at the moment. The weather's a bit precarious at the moment in certain areas. My friends at the moment down in Marbella, and they're saying the weather's actually quite nice there. Portugal's a little bit not so warm at the moment. So, Gran Canaria's okay. So it just depends on where you want to go and get last-minute deals.
Okay, get away from all this wind and all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
Okay, now, you were in Morocco, and you told us about that last week, part one. Just recap on that.
I will. People are thinking about going to Morocco. Agadir is the main place to go. That's the beach fun place there. That basically a lot of people, the Irish tourists, they're swarming down there to get the beautiful sunshine. It was 28 degrees there yesterday, so it's beautiful and warm. Really, really nice weather down there. Air Arabia fly down there on Tuesdays and Saturdays, and that includes flights there from €49 each way. Again, they can be packaged up to a package company. It includes your 10 kilo baggage allowance. They're basically a large, low-cost airline. Really good. As I mentioned last week, a non-drinking airline, so you have to keep your duty free in the bag. Flying time is approximately 3.5 hours. Transfer to Agadir is less than 30 minutes. So it's a really good destination, and they've really good deals there from, you know, the basic type accommodation up right up to your sort of 5-star product. But they also do, which is, I didn't actually mention last week, they also, a lot of the package companies like Sunway.ie, they have the no single supplement. So if you're a solo traveller thinking about heading away for a little week, it's a great option for you to go, no single supplement in that. Again, if you're booking to a package company, it will include your flights, your 20 kilo bag and your transfers as well, which is really good. So the first place I stayed in, which I mentioned last week, was Club Med. Beautiful product, really good for families or for couples. Extremely good food. And, you know, the all-inclusive is a really way to go, especially if you've got kids and stuff, you know, because they're up every 5 minutes looking for drinks or soft drinks or whatever. There's food throughout the day, beautiful breakfast, lunchtime, dinner in the evening, and, of course, fantastic entertainment. Second place I stayed in is called the Rue Hotel, and that's the other side of the beach. As I said, it's on a 10 kilometre beachfront, and it's a beautiful, beautiful product down there. They've got three hotels. The one I stayed in was families and singles as well. So, because they do have an adult only hotel, all inclusive. Your Wi-Fi is included. We were talking about this the other day, and somebody was saying, oh, is Wi-Fi really that important? Sometimes you have to pay for it in hotels, or you have to pay to upgrade to the faster one or whatever.
New York is a terrible place for that sort of stuff.
It really is, yeah. And it is crucially important because, again, and another top tip, if you're thinking about going to Morocco, anywhere outside the EU, I basically went and turned on airplane mode, left Dublin, airplane mode on for the 2 weeks, and I just use, you know, WhatsApp, contact family, stuff like that. So a good top tip, because you could end up coming home with a phone bill for €500 staying there for maybe a week or 2 weeks. So turn your phone off and just use your WhatsApp and your contact with family and stuff like that. As I said, the Rieux, it's a beautiful hotel. It's an all-inclusive complex in Morocco. It's a great facility. It has three outdoor pools. Really, really beautiful there as well. And the great thing about it is as well, if you're down there with family, maybe, you know, parents, two kids, the kids are looked after for the day. They have the Rieux land for kids. In other words, they have all the entertainment staff there. We'll take your kids away. They can play table tennis. They can, they have darts in the afternoon. They have loads of activities. Like, and in the evenings as well, they have entertainment on there, so it's really, really good. Food is amazing as well. Again, they've got, you know, your beautiful breakfast room right in the beach. Lunch is there as well, and like the all-inclusive, in other words, you don't put your hand in your pocket for the week. Details there. Oh, that's the way to have it. It was actually funny. I had friends down, they were saying, but, you know, what do we need money for? I'm saying you need nothing unless you go outside the resort. In other words, everything is looked after for you there. Really friendly staff. It's one thing I like about the Moroccans. They really are very courteous. Nothing is a problem. They'll go off, you ask them anything, they'll do things. Even so much so, when I was in the Rieux Hotel, my little hand luggage case, the wheel went a bit wonky on it, and they brought it into maintenance, put it in, fixed the whole thing for me. Free of charge. There you go. That's called service with a smile. You know, Declan?
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Right.
So, yeah.
So off to part two.
That's Morocco cover there as well. Another top tip, everyone's starting to book their summer holidays now, and people are inundating me with contacts saying, where is this? Where should we go? What should we do? You know, of course, we had a beautiful 3 months of beautiful sunshine last summer, and maybe it'll come again. But, you know, if you're booking a family holiday, now is the time to book it. I mean, a lot of people would have booked them in January, and they're all set up and ready to go. Of course, a lot of the planes going out in the mornings will be really the red-eye flights. And if you're travelling from Wicklow, it's a bit of an old distance, packing up the kids and doing everything. So one of my top tips is the Carlton Dublin Airport Hotel. Really good. It's 5 minutes literally from the airport. They run a shuttle bus there 24 hours a day, and basically you can go there. So in other words, if you have an early flight on a Saturday morning at 7 a.m. or 6 a.m, you can go there, check into the hotel, you get your parking where you're staying for 7 days, 10 days or 2 weeks. They do packages including that. And also, they've just opened a new Mayfly restaurant. I checked it out before I went to Morocco. Really good food, really, really nice restaurant. They've done a huge refurb to the hotel. They've about 100 bedrooms there, and the rates start there from only €99. So pack the family up the night before, have your little dinner, early night, up to the airport, and you're set and ready to go. And then the shuttle bus from the airport runs you back down after your flight, and after you fly home, and you're up and away. So it's a really good tip, the top tip. It's the CarltonDublinAirport.com is the website, and you can go on there for the best rates. I think if you go online, you get maybe an extra 10% off as well. So definitely worth considering if you're booking something with the family, as opposed to getting them all up at 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Very good. There you go. I like that. Okay. Well done. That is Joe Supple. That is the holiday doctor. What are you doing the next week? Any going away or anything?
No,
Joe, taking
it easy now for a couple of weeks.
You must be cleaning up the house or something.
No, I'm working hard, Declan. You know, there's a little old thing called WORK. You got to do every so often. So you got to put the foot in the pedal and then plan the next trip. Yeah, I'm looking at something at the moment there, but for the weekend, St. Patrick's weekend, of course, is on. Loads of stuff happening in Dublin. It's going to be a great weekend, and of course, they've the huge festivals on there, and they've created such a huge thing. It's not just the old parade now, and of course, we've our own parades here in Wicklow as well.
Festival in Bray.
All around a big festival that's going to be huge as well. So, yeah, it's going to be nice. Hopefully, the weather will maintain. They're saying it's going to be a bit cold and snowy and sleety the weekend. So, wrap up well and enjoy your St. Patrick's weekend.
Very good. The Holiday Doctor, Joe Supple.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
With thanks to Lufthansa, connecting Dublin to the world. Direct flights from Dublin to Frankfurt, Munich, and beyond. Lufthansa.com.